Welcome back. It's Pastor Jeff, and now we're going to look at session number six, which is the family. So let's take a look at what living as the family of God looks like. And here again, we could spend a lifetime going into deeper and longer study, but I want to give you the essential tools. So if you will, walk with me through this understanding. To be the family of God, we're going to start with three primary focal points. To first become a child of God, remember, we needed the miracle of saving grace. The first part of being the family of God is to look and live and love up. It's to recognize that everything that we have has come from our Lord and Savior. So there is first and foremost in the family of God, this understanding that I live and love up. Secondly, in the family of God, it is to live and love in. The Bible in Acts chapter 2 uses two words that frankly have helped to redefine my understanding of Christian life and have put an incredible signature on my understanding of Christian ministry. In Acts chapter 2 in verses 41 through 47, where we see arguably the most beautiful biblical portrait of the early church, words that we read in English in most translations as the word fellowship, and in one of the words that you and I will read translated together, in the Greek, fellowship is the Greek word koinonia. And here what we find in koinonia is a supernatural unity that we don't just love up, we love in. In fact, it's in John 17 in what people call the high priestly prayer, what I think is the most intimate place in all the Bible, where we are brought into, and just think about this, we're brought into an inter-Trinitarian prayer. We are allowed to hear Jesus, the Son of God, praying to God the Father on behalf of we, the people of God, who will be empowered by the Spirit of God. This place is so, so incredibly intimate in the Bible. And what do we see there? In John 17, 21 through 23 in particular, we see Jesus praying and asking God the Father to give us a supernatural unity in the family of God, that the children of God will have a oneness in Christ as Christ is in the Father, and that we will have a perfect oneness with one another. You see, to be in the family of God, yes, it requires a loving up, but I think what is often missed is the loving in. In fact, the second word that I told you about, the word that we read is together in the English. In Hebrew, it's, in Greek, it's hamathumadon. And here, it builds on the idea of koinonia. It too is expressing a supernatural unity, but this time with a riotous passion, with a shared purpose. Think about this, because the word is used multiple times, and it's not always positive. It is literally used to describe the crowd, the riot that is going to try to pull Paul out and kill him. They had a riotous passion for the singular purpose of killing Paul. Well, this same word is used to describe the relationship that we're to have in the family of God, that we're to have this supernatural unity with a riotous type passion for the shared purpose of being the people of God that bring Him glory by finding and growing more glorifiers, by living out the great commandments and the great commission. So the family of God loves up and then loves in. But note this, if we ended there, we'd be a cocoon. But no, we're not a cocoon, we're a church. And so the family of God loves up, loves in, and then loves out. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commands. That's John 14, 15. And then a little bit later, he says in John 20, 21, as the Father has sent me, I now send you. He's sending us out. Why? So that we can bring the love up and the love in to those who are out, to bring them into the family of God. This is the heartbeat of the Great Commission. Jesus came as the first missionary. He came out of heaven into our realm so that he could bring to us the good news of the gospel. And now he says to those of us that are in his family, if you've been saved, you've been sent. I set you apart to serve by bringing the good news of the gospel locally, regionally, and globally. Again, all authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Therefore, you, Christians, go make disciples. It's all about him as we embrace us in the process of going out to those who have not yet fallen in love with him and become a part of us. Now, this, friends, is what love really looks like. And so the family of God is loving up, loving in, and loving out. And the Lord knew that we would be prone as lazy human beings to say, oh yeah, I love. And so he said, listen, it's not enough to say it. I love 1 John 3:18. Let us not love with word and tongue, but in action and in truth. Jesus said, you must pick up your cross daily and follow me. You must serve. Jesus said, listen, I didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. So when we're loving up, we're loving in, and we're loving out, well, that looks like this. We are serving. This is what the family of God looks like. We're loving up, in, and out, and we're serving our King, serving our brothers and sisters, and we're serving the world, no strings attached. When this happens, friends, the family of God actually looks like the family of God. And this is where Christ's likeness begins to just beautifully shine. We become the salt of the earth. We become the light of the world. We become that aroma of Christ. This is the essence of the family of God, being the witness that Jesus said we've received the Spirit of God to become. Do you see it? The family of God, loving up, in, and out, serving our King, serving our brothers and sisters, serving the world, is the express portrait of Christ's likeness. This is in part what holiness looks like. And just to be clear, our goal is not to get a family portrait that says, okay, everybody ready? Start loving, start doing this. Let's get a picture so we can remember it forever. No, the family of God, when this is real, this becomes our culture. This is the essence of what it is to be the family of God. We live and breathe, we become and love the culture of Christ's likeness as we love our King and serve his kingdom. This is a family portrait. The important thing to understand is it's not a snapshot in time. No, this is a process and a way of life. Christianity is not a list of do's and don'ts. It's a relationship. If you can remember this drawing, if you can reconstruct this little diagram, then I pray that you will have the essential, fundamental understanding of what it is to be the family of Almighty God.